There were three Taoist masters in China. They taught by going into town and standing in the marketplace and laughing.
I wish I had teachers like that.
Well, one day, one of them died, and the people in the town were curious to see how the other two would react at his funeral. But before he died, he left instructions not to prepare his body in any way, not even to change the clothes he was wearing.
Wonder why?
When he was placed on the funeral pyre, and they lit the fire, and the flames leapt higher and higher, then they understood.
Because?
He had crammed his pockets full of firecrackers.
Oh, man. Now, that's the old going out with a big bang.
Yeah, going out with a bunch of bangs.
I'd love to go out that way.
Oh, I don't think the people at the crematorium would be amused.
The Ghost Islands.
Claudine had a 36-foot trimaran built just for her. She asked me to join her since I had some sailing experience, so I was now Captain Jack. Claudine had a mission. What it was, she wasn't telling me. In fact, she made me promise never to ask what she was up to, and never to attempt to find out. I agreed, not just because I trusted her, but because I figured one day I would find out. Traveling with Claudine, Mojo, and me is a teenager called Bunny. I have no idea why she is with us, except that Claudine is from Montreal, and I think she likes the idea of having someone she can speak to in French now and then. Mojo can understand a little of what they're saying, but I can understand just about zero. As most of you know, I had met Mojo years ago in Tangier, where he was playing piano in a bar called Casbah Kelly's. After that, Mojo just kept popping up in my life. First in Brazil, then I think it was in Java or Sumatra, and then Costa Rica, Montreal, New Orleans, Quebec City, and now here, in this sleepy little port of San Miguel, where we landed 2 days ago.
You know, there's something going on here that I don't get.
You mean like where we're going and what we're going to do if we get there?
No, it's not the arriving I'm thinking about. Why we're going on this voyage?
Well, why not just call it a voyage of discovery?
I like discovering things, but I get uneasy when things start discovering me.
Yeah, discovery works both ways.
Mm-hmm. But sometimes it'd be nice to know why you're doing something other than just doing it.
Now, Mojo, you know I have this agreement with Claudine.
Ask no questions.
Yeah, that's right.
You've been talking to people?
Since we arrived?
Yeah.
Why?
Early yesterday morning, Bunny saw an island.
Where?
Out there, where there's no island.
It was just getting light out.
I didn't know you'd get up that early.
I don't, but I did.
And you saw an island?
I could see palm trees and the shore and everything.
Did it vanish with the sun?
I don't know. I went back in the boat, and when I came out, it wasn't there.
Do you think it was a mirage?
Well, something else happened. I was in the old quarter, and I saw a sign, Pelican's Pouch. And even though I didn't want to drink, I got drawn in there.
Drawn in?
Yeah. I got the feeling I should go in there. There was no one around except the bartender.
Hello, man. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine.
What can I do for you?
You got a local beer here?
Not local, but of near local. It is a lager we call Blue Pelican.
Blue Pelican? Hmm.
It is, yes, you will like.
Sounds good.
My name is Joseph.
I'm Mojo. Mojo Sam. They call me the Yudu Man.
Yeah, man, you do look like a Yudu Man.
We started talking. I knew he was checking me out. But then I got the feeling he was picking up something from me.
Picking up what?
first I thought it was that maybe I was okay. But then it was like I was supposed to be there, and he was just making sure.
It's interesting.
This time of year, there are sometimes islands.
Islands?
Sometimes they are not.
Sometimes they're not islands?
They are islands that are and they are not.
You're saying that they're one day and then one day they're not?
That is what I am saying, man.
Are they floating islands?
No.
They appear and then disappear?
Yeah, man, that is what they do. Like you are here and you are not here.
Oh, wait a minute. Is he saying the islands are always there, but you can't see them?
No. What Joseph was saying was that at certain times of the year, you may be able to see them.
So they appear only at certain times of the year?
Yeah, man. Yeah, they do.
Like, what time of the year?
Like this time.
Where do they appear?
Out there, you will see.
Do they appear in different places?
Not always.
But always around here somewhere?
Not always.
What are you getting at, Mojo?
Stay with me here. There was a map on the wall. I went over to it and asked him where the islands might appear. Show me where they are.
They are sometimes seen here, and sometimes seen over here, and sometimes right here.
You mean right offshore?
Yeah, man. Right out there you can see.
And that's where Bunny saw the island yesterday morning. It doesn't say anything about this in the guidebooks.
No.
It's a secret?
Oh, yes. Secret, man.
How do you keep something like that a secret?
Tourists, they can't see.
Even if you point it out to them?
We don't.
You don't tell them?
No.
Do you have a name for these islands?
Oh, yes.
What are they called?
The Ghost Islands.
The Ghost Islands. But what did he tell you about the islands?
I think he was picking up a vibe.
Oh, because Bunny had told you.
Yeah, sometimes thoughts sort of cling to you.
Hmm.
And when I told him I was a you-do man, he figured I was okay.
So he was just sharing a little local lore.
Maybe he has other reasons. How long are we staying here?
That's up to Claudine.
You know, it's no coincidence that we're here.
You mean at this time of year?
That's right.
Ghost Islands. Ugh, sounds a little spooky.
Oh, yeah.
Claudine.
Yes, Jack?
Have you ever heard of the Ghost Islands?
Why are you asking?
Well, Mojo was in town. He was talking to this bartender. And the bartender told Mojo about some islands that, well, they appear now and then.
Yes?
Well, yesterday morning, Bunny saw an island out there.
She did?
Well, apparently, this is the time of year when the islands may or may not appear.
And you are interested in these ghost islands?
Oh, yeah, I think there's something to it.
I see.
It sounds very intriguing.
Yes.
So, do you know about them?
I have heard stories.
And what have you heard?
Nothing to talk about.
Claudine, is this another topic we can't discuss?
Oh, you can. I'll listen.
So it'll be a one-way conversation?
Jack, you'll have my full attention.
Well, I assume it's not just chance that we're here right at this time of year when the islands appear, right?
Perhaps.
I see. Well, look, is there anything I can do to help?
I think not.
Claudine, I'm so bored.
Bored with me, Jack?
God, no. Never. You're a mystery I may never figure out. No, it's just being docked here in this charming little nowhere with nothing happening, nothing to do.
I have made arrangements for you. I don't think you'll be bored any longer, Jack.